Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Daytava's very own Gordon Flommer and Janusi's Kyle Stutzman and Masako Long. They're both here. They're all here, actually, talking about the Daytava and Janusi partnership. They're delivering real-time integration in their membership, in their member relationship management and business intelligence solutions. Really good stuff here on how these two companies are complementing each other to really raise the value of credit unions out there. So really good stuff here from all three. So check it out. Welcome back to our continued coverage here of just the fintech industry and credit unions and all that comes along with it. And we have the fine folks here from Daytava and Janusi. So let's do some introductions, shall we? First, let's go ladies first. Masako Long from Janusi, right below me. Masako, did I get the name right? Oh my gosh.
Yes, you did.
I've only been talking to you for how long now? I'm so embarrassed. So, and then right next to me is Kyle Stutzman. Is that correct, Kyle?
Yeah, very good, Mike. Yeah, you're all over the names. That's very good.
Good. And then last but not least, our special guest from Daytava, Gordon Flommer. Is it Flommer? Flommer?
Yeah, just don't call me late for dinner. It's all good.
That too. Gordon, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good. It's nice seeing you too, Mike.
Yeah. So, hey, we're all gathered here today to talk about this really cool partnership on how Daytava and Janusi are working together. And it's in just based on my background info here that you guys are delivering real-time integration in their membership, relationship management, and business intelligence solutions, so which is all important to credit unions these days. So, but first, Gordon, I'm going to let you go first to kind of kick things off here. Who is Daytava and what are you guys all about? Let's hear... give us the elevator speech, if you will, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, we, at I guess the highest 20-second elevator pitch
is... Take as long as you want.
Yeah. We're a data activation tool specifically for financial institutions, really, really focusing on credit unions. We started Acuso back in 2020. So really, really committed to, I think, the credit union kind of philosophy. And we really try to treat our clients in the same way that we hope credit unions end up treating their members.
Yeah.
And so, you know, data activation really, I would say, comes into three pieces, right? The first is pulling in all of the different data from all these different disparate sources. The second piece is creating really useful, actionable metrics, analytics, dashboards off of that. And then the third is the activation piece, right? So that's activating it through CRM, that's activating it through referrals, onboarding, all of these different kinds of activities that you want to facilitate with all of this data. And so Daytava really does all three pieces of that for our clients, of pulling in that data, providing the metrics and the analytics off of that, and then all of these different kinds of methods of activation for it.
Oh, right on. And you mentioned that you guys are also Acuso, is that correct?
So it's a little bit of a different vehicle because we do have banks as clients as well. We started a separate company called Daytava Solutions. It's Acuso. We're pretty much hand in glove with that, so that we really can be focused on that alignment between our investors and our clients.
Yeah, understood. Yeah, and we'll probably be seeing you guys at Acuso as well here coming up in a few weeks. Oh my gosh, the conference season is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Definitely.
Is it ever? Yeah, I know. All right. Hey, and Kyle and Masako, I mean, share with us Janusi's perspective in this partnership. And then Gordon, I'll let you chime in from the Daytava perspective as well. So how does this partnership work from your perspective? Kyle, I'll let you go first on this one.
Well, I mean, our goal is to help make the solution that Gordon's doing, you know, work across all the credit unions and even some of the banks, but specifically getting access to things that are real time. We've had a number of conversations. I mean, first of all, the culture of their company, their leadership fits really well with the community financial space, perfectly with the credit unions. And so we just have had a number of great conversations, but our whole Janusi business is just about how do we get those connections, these worlds to come together and work. And we've heard some things that Daytava is doing. And, you know, they have employees at credit unions working through this data enablement services. So they have, you know, CRMs and workflows and this data visualization and dashboards, all these cool things that I've seen them doing things for credit unions. And one of the things that they're going to be able to do together in our partnership is have them stay in those tools. Like if you're working on some data sets or workflows, and in the end, you want to give a member the current balance, you want to update, you know, addresses, accounts. I mean, some of these are just simple examples, but you can just continue to work inside the tool set and continue to help the member and not have to flip back and forth between a bunch of different screens. And I'm sure I'm butchering all of the larger vision that Datava has, but at the very basic, I mean, that's one of the things that we can do in the partnership. And that's what we do. I mean, we want to help the credit unions that Datava works with, and we want to help Datava, and anything we can do to make that tool more active, more efficient, and quickly help the member, the better off for both of our companies. And we grow by helping Datava grow, and that's exciting too. That's you know, every credit union that we help, every company we help is a way that JNSC grows, and so we're just excited to work with them. They got a lot of things in their roadmap, and as you heard them say, you know, they're customer focused, and there's, I mean, that is completely true. They have a lot of roadmap that it's all driven by things that their institutions are needing, and it's exciting to just be part of it.
Good, good, good. And Masako, I want to come to you on this one. So why does this partnership make sense from your perspective, just the JNSC perspective, just to add to what Kyle said?
One of the funny stories, I mean, when I first started, Max was one of my first conference back in the fall, and I met Bjorn from the head of sales, and he actually kind of gave me the whole JNSC pitch and why he was so excited about the partnership. So I think like having them be one of the first potential kind of clients that I came across, and really getting that excitement around their team and why they wanted to work with us. Fast forward to now, it's great, like being able to make a difference in the credit union space in particular, but also kind of their go-to-business model, being able to do all that for them. Some of the, you know, kind of the more the nitpicky use cases, really getting that member info, like deposit info, loan accounts, transaction history, being able to all put that in one place, Kyle mentioned, I think really aligns with the use cases that we've been able to deliver so far. And then, you know, being able to take that into the future, whatever Datava needs is exciting, you know, working hand in hand.
So. No doubt. Well, when you get two organizations like this together, it's just, there's so much upside here for sure. And Gordon, let's get Datava's perspective on the upside here and why this partnership makes sense for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now we have a huge need, right? And the need of our clients is they love our tool, they love our system, but they are balancing that using other systems, and that is inherently inefficient. And JNUC is this vital connector to be able to facilitate our clients, as Kyle was saying, effectively be able to use our system to do everything.
Okay.
And that connector ends up being so important. I mean, our member dashboard is an example, right? Like a lot of times right now it's daily updates. And with JNUC, we'll be able to do real-time feeds from that. And then they really will be able to do account openings, transactions, all sorts of fun stuff through our system by the JNUC connector. So it really is vital to a lot of what our clients are asking for right now. And we know it really will allow Datava to just be that much more successful at supporting our credit unions to really be kind of be that front end. Because, you know, right now there are kind of two main ways that our system is used. Is literally they'll have their core open over here and Datava open over here. They kind of have to jump between the two now. Yeah. And that's how literally effectively every one of our clients is using us right now to, because, you know, if the client wants this, they're going to go, or if the member wants this, you know, an MSR is going to go actually do that transaction or open that account over here in this other system or potentially Meridian League. But all of the valuable information about the member is over here in this Datava dashboard.
Okay.
And with JNUC, that use case goes away. They're looking at Datava. They're doing everything inside Datava. And so it really ends up being just a huge benefit to us. And JNUC, I think, will make sure that their muscles get flexed as well with different use cases that we're going to pass their way from our clients. You know, I mean, but before JNUC even started, like I was really impressed with Kyle and everything that he was doing over at Peer IT before JNUC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, from day one before JNUC even started, I told Bjorn, I'm like, guys, we have the same philosophy. We really are focused on providing actual solutions that have real ROI and impact within the organization. So excited for just kind of the culture, but we're also really excited for just the value that we're going to be able to provide our clients.
Mm-hmm. And Masako, let's share with me the benefit message here. So obviously, because it sounds like from my perspective, it's going to be a huge time saver. Is that, mm-hmm. I mean, I see Gordon shaking his head. So yeah, so share with me the benefit message here that credit unions can expect.
Well, I think being able to get efficiency around using one tool is a huge benefit, right? But I think just efficiency, having that real-time integration means accurate data as well, right? Like you're getting the accurate data. You're not doing manual dual entry for anything, or kind of, you know, eliminating some of that human error factor when you're looking at information, when you need to make good decisions about anything, risk, analysis about a certain member, that sort of thing. So I think driving efficiency and having accurate information is a huge benefit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah, yeah. Efficiency equals speed, and we need speed. Everybody needs speed these days. can't have enough of that. And Kyle, from your perspective, any other benefits that you're seeing from your perspective as far as benefits go for credit unions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things is Daytava has a great solution. And if you know you need that data, you need that view for your members, you need the access for all that they're doing, which is a whole demo that we'd have to have another interview about. Like, you can work with them now. I mean, that's one of the things that JNSC tries to focus on. So it's not just you only work with one or two cores. We're working with the whole industry. You know, we're enabling it. So as their solution comes up and you're at a conference, how many times do you hear, oh, do you work with my systems? Do you work with my core? We wanted to make sure that Daytava can say, yes, yeah, we can work with you. Like, they're serving the whole industry.
Right, right.
And they're already doing that today, but to serve the whole industry today, they got to worry about all the integrations and all those components. Well, we can help make that a more catalyst to help them help more people.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to happen. It's also exciting to see the innovative stuff that, you know, is in roadmaps and the larger view. I mean, I don't know how far you want to push this out, and Gordon will probably slap me after the call. But I mean, if you're in their system and you're doing those things, at some point, is it more valuable than your teller application? Is it more valuable, you know, like those systems you have from your core? You know, there's more efficient and there's more valuable ways to stay within the system that's really helping your members. And we have institutions that are saying, not only do we need solutions like this, but those solutions would be great. And even if we happen to acquire to help a small institution down the road. And so now we could use Daytava system, and their system would work even if we haven't converted off the other core, because, you know, they had a 5-year contract still on their core contract. And so we want all the staff to be using the same system. It's complicated if you're embedded and you're focused on just those traditional tools that come from your core. But if you have a whole data system like what Daytava is doing, I mean, that's a much broader, longer roadmap. Please don't ask Gordon for that tomorrow, or he'll come and hurt me. But at the very least, those are the things that we see, right? Being able to serve more credit unions, help more credit unions, and all the value that they're helping with their current customer base can be expanded, you know, beyond that to many more credit unions across the country.
Right on, right on. And Gordon, can you share with me just an example, or maybe just a real quick use case of how this works and how partnering with JNSC makes it that much better? Because you shared with us, you know, not going from one system to the next system, you know, the toggling back and forth, which is a huge time saver and a pain in the neck time saver as well. So can you share with us kind of like, I mean, give us an example of what, you know, how a credit union would benefit from this. Is there a certain use case or many use cases?
Yeah, I think probably the ultimate use case is like the call centers, right?
Okay.
So someone calls into the call center, they effectively activate their, verify their account using the PBX, right? We need a real-time feed from that pushed into Daytava saying, hey, this is a pre-verified person, pull up their dashboard. The call center rep needs to know that when that pulls up automatically in our system, that has real-time data of what that member just did, right? Because often they're going to be calling because maybe there was some sort of problem with the login in their account, or they were trying to do some sort of transaction. And, you know, the amount of time that I'm on with a member, that is life or death within an organization. And so being able to cut that down, getting the member the right information at the right time, understanding the relationship of that member with that credit union as tight and as fast as possible. You know, there's a huge shift where, you know, members aren't or shouldn't be going into a credit union or calling in to deposit a check, right?
Right.
Or even to do a transaction. So really what they most often are looking for when they have an interaction with a credit union is they want some sort of information. They want that concierge experience. and they want that fast. They want to quit, right? And so the kind of the three mantras that we have within Datava that we're really trying to excel at is fast, impactful, and informative. And GANUC would effectively be, you know, the rails effectively by which we're able to get that data a lot faster than we currently are to just make it that much more useful.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Okay. That paints a good picture. It gives an example of the benefits here that a creatine is going to experience. And Masako, can you share with me, like, I'm going to ask each of you this, but the goals of this partnership, obviously world domination is the goal here, I would think, for everybody, but in reality, so what kind of goals do you see on the horizon in making this partnership work here for credit unions?
Well, I think being able to come together and as we've already talked about, being able to provide the efficiency and that sort of thing. But I think the other added benefit of working together in not only bringing Datava's existing credit unions and other clients onto the GANUC platform is also then other financial institutions that come on our platform or other fintechs, quite frankly. I mean, Datava is a source, could be a, you know, pulling in information from a lot of different types of sources, right? Not only cores, but also like, yeah, call center applications or any, I mean, really anything, anything that brings data in. So I think the value of Datava being on the platform is to be able to connect these other fintechs in our ecosystem and get valuable data. And then also accelerate any other new potential clients that are coming onto either Datava's platform to be able to provide them with an accelerated experience onto into real-time integration.
I hear that. And Gordon, from your perspective, from the Datava perspective, the goal here for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reason why we started this company is because honestly, we just weren't finding good software. So, you know, a little bit about my background before I started Datava. I was with a couple different consulting firms. We were consulting three of the five largest banks in the country, all the way down to one or two branch credit unions.
Wow.
And they would go in, do sales training, culture training, operational improvement analysis.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of the hired gun that would try to help them use the software that they had to achieve these different objectives and really be data driven in these areas. And just the software sucked. And, you know, and we started Datava really because we couldn't find anyone else to do it. And we were like, I guess it's us. And, you know, GANUC has that same kind of attitude where they looked around from, you know, their pure IT heritage. And they basically said, hey, this is something that is definitely needed. No one else is doing it.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to be the one. Let's raise our hands and achieve it. And we're sitting there and we're like, yeah, this is also something that was definitely being asked for. And to be clear, like inside Datava, we're like, gosh, are we going to have to do this too? Like, hey, like, is this another thing that's on our list? And so we're just super excited that someone else with this attitude and with this understanding of this is a solution that, that financial institutions really need. And it just fits so well with what we're doing. And yeah, I mean, completely. I want GANUC to work with all sorts of other like fintech companies to make them better, right? Mm-hmm. And we also work with a bunch of fintech companies to try to make them better. You know, it's a rising tide lifts all ships. And at the same time, like the insane amount of data that exists right now, it really needs to be pulled in so that credit unions can really have that, I think, ideal marriage of being data driven, but also member focused, where you want to be able to have that, again, like concierge experience where you're sitting down, you understand the goals, you understand the objectives. You know, for a member, their financial institution is, am I going to be able to, am I going to be able to, you know, live in a house? Am I going to be able to go to college? You know, these ultimate objectives that, you know, people define their life by, the credit union really should be coming alongside them and helping them with that.
Yeah.
But it's all about data on being able to really facilitate that and really be able to beat the banks at their own game, right? And and get all of that data, but then also have that human touch. So, you know, I'm super excited that someone else with this attitude of like, let's go to our thing, make this successful, has come alongside. And that's why I think that we're really such great partners.
No doubt. No. And Kyle, I want to get your perspective on goals or what do you guys
hope to achieve? Who can be what Gordon said just now?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
How can you talk exactly, that?
I mean, that's why we work together, though. It's that shared philosophy and really the community does improve. I mean, we improve each other, right? Iron sharpens iron sort of a component. So no, we're excited. I mean, we're excited to see what happens. I guess the real part about the the push and passion for me is that there's a focus not just on the tool. Like, the tool is amazing, what Daytava does, but it's about adding value to the institution, adding value into the member interaction. And if you're not started there, then you're just pushing the tool, and then you're kind of, I mean, you heard the consulting background that Gordon shared, that, you know, his and his partners in the company, and they take that and then they put it into a way to actually execute on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can find people who are taking the tool, and it's not just about the tool and the technology, but it's about how we actually turn that into value and how we execute on it, then it's a really good partnership. Yeah. And then you really have something you can drive forward together, and it becomes, oh, okay, well, the tool is actually much bigger than it seems at the beginning, because it's not just a CRM. It's not just a call center tool. It's not just a dashboard. It truly becomes something that's a data source for driving business decisions, and now a tool that can do real-time member interactions and, you know, data changes and replace other tool sets in your system. So we're really excited about what Daytava is doing, and we're a part of it. And yes, we want to help and expand it, and they are helping us do that, right? When we bring on other fintechs and yep. they have similar sorts of calls yep. and needs, we build upon the experience of the community to help institutions. And we even have institutions, and I love that Gordon immediately said, yes, let's talk about this. He's like, well, what if some of our other institutions who don't use Daytava, we don't know that they will or when they will, but they might need some executive dashboards, or they might need a sales dashboard. And would it be nice if there was a Daytava light? I don't know what the right term is. Clearly, I'm not in marketing. Whatever that is, that we could just say, hey, if you're already on the Janacy platform, you're communicating to that, you could, you know, have a little simple checkbox, and now you have access to something that adds value, and you didn't have to go through big implementation. You didn't have to go through your data strategy journey, you know, road mapping, all those things, but you at least get some initial value. And those are the kind of things that are fun in a partnership, because mm-hmm. we're talking about other innovative things that we can already do together. And we're just getting started moving everything down the road.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you took the value word right out of my head, because I was looking at it from the credit union perspective. It's like, okay, when two great organizations come together and they complement each other, just as you guys do, man, that just makes that credit union that much more valuable. And that's what they're looking for, especially that from yes. the member perspective. Like, oh my gosh, my credit union really knows me because of, they may not know it, obviously, but you guys know it, and the credit union knows it. They know why they know their members so well. So good stuff. Oh my yep. gosh, guys, I'm really excited for where this is going to go. And I think, as I'm thinking, you know, next steps, gosh, let's bring on a credit union when they come on, you know, when absolutely. More credit unions come on to chat about how it's really benefiting their operations and their member services as well. So good stuff, guys. Anything else to add? Anybody else have anything to ask? Masako, do you have anything else to add there? Because it looks like you're ready to burst at the seams. Oh, no, with this partnership.
I'm just excited about everything that's been said. So we're glad that this partnership finally became official, and
yeah, ready to go. Good stuff. All righty, guys. Well, it's all about building a better mousetrap, it sounds like, and giving the customers what they want, or the credit unions in this case, what they want. And that's what you guys discovered on both sides of the spectrum. So yeah. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work, because it sounds like you got a lot on your plate. I don't want to keep you too long, but thanks again for your expertise and this great partnership that credit unions are certainly going to benefit from. So we look forward to bigger and better things in the future, guys. Look forward to having you back on too.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.